Back to our main story, the sacking of Barry Cowan as Minister of Agriculture by his party leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Let's go to the former minister's constituency. Our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly is in Tullamore. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Gavin, and indeed welcome to the Tullamore Court Hotel. A sombre mood, one would have to say, in the Midlands this morning and indeed in Tullamore, particularly among friends and family supporters of the former minister, Barry Cowan, elected to the County Council here in Italy in 1992, elected to the Dáil in 2011, and so prominent throughout that period here. I suppose, you know, the reaction on social media obviously has been the easiest to gauge, I suppose, this morning, but perhaps one of the earliest comments has come out from a man known around the country, a referee of some quality, Brian Gavin, a former All-Ireland hurling referee, be a neighbour of, I suppose, of Barry Cowan and Offaly, tweeting last night, the decision Micheál Martin has made is like a referee losing control of a game and sends someone off harshly to try and show authority and regain control, and it's all about him, which will lead to his own downfall. Barry Cowan, head up. Now, that's the personal view of Brian Gavin, the man who's refereed several All-Ireland finals, but so lots of support for Barry Cowan here, but also lots of people asking questions. I'm joined in the Tullamore Court by Councillor Declan Harvey, himself a former colleague, a councillor here for 11 years. Declan Harvey, what is the response? You must be disappointed, indeed shocked, by what happened last night.
I'm devastated. I was discussing with Micheál Martin's decision to sack Barry Cowan. Barry and I have worked together for the last 11 years. At this stage, I would like to wish Barry and his family all the best going forward, and hopefully in time he could vindicate himself.
Did you see it coming, I suppose? That's the question. You know there's been a controversy for several days, yet locally I know many people in Fianna Fáil felt this was blowing over.
Well, I didn't see it coming. I thought it was blowing over myself, and I thought Barry had answered all the questions. He got up in front of the door and spoke to everybody. He answered the questions.
Can you understand the disquiet which was still there, nevertheless, after the Sunday newspaper reports again coming out, this allegation about evading a Garda checkpoint?
Yes, I can understand, but at the same time, I thought it was done and dusted. I really did. I thought Barry had answered all the questions, and I just want to give Barry, his wife and his family time to reflect and try and get things in order, okay?
Big disappointment for Fianna Fáil, obviously. No cabinet minister in the West, at least at this hour of the morning, and no cabinet minister in the Midlands now.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. We have no minister in the Midlands. Barry would have done that brief, agriculture and marine, a lot of justice, because he's a very astute man and will be able to do his job. I'm disappointed with Micheál Martin, whether it was a Fianna Fáil decision or a Micheál Martin decision, I don't know, but I'm very disappointed.
Garage Keegan is with me as well this morning here on Morning Ireland, Deputy Editor of the Tullamore Tribune. There is a wider, of course, effect for all of this, a significant loss for government influence in the Midlands region, and at a crucial time with the closure of Bord na Mona and that just transition process just rolling out.
Yeah, there has been a lot of focus in the last couple of weeks on the fact that the West of Ireland hasn't got a minister, but from a Midlands point of view, the Midlands often takes the view, people hear that, you know, they're the ones who are left behind, they're overlooked over the years. Brian Cowan, Barry's older brother, of course, was a minister from 1992 onwards. He was always a minister from then on, apart from the times when Fianna Fáil wasn't in government. I suppose the view here was that Barry Cowan being appointed a minister was, in a sense, a comeback from the trauma that Fianna Fáil, particularly in this area, suffered. They suffered in 2011 when Brian Cowan went out of office. There is definitely anger here towards Micheál Martin. Some Fianna Fáilers around here still hold the view that Micheál Martin was responsible in part for Brian Cowan's demise, but the wider issues are that, yeah, this is a critical time for the Midlands, Bord na Mona and the ESB, the loss of power stations, the greening of Bord na Mona, the end of peat harvesting, so there are thousands of jobs at risk, and Barry Cowan was seen as a strong voice on those issues. He, when I spoke to him on his appointment, one issue we actually discussed was the fact that he played a role in the programme for government negotiations. And he was very pleased that regional balance was at front and centre in the actual programme for government. So I think it was something that he was keen to stress in his time in government.
I mean, you talk about, you know, the role of Micheál Martin, but what about the role of Barry Cowan himself? I mean, many people in Tullamore are still sitting up this morning scratching their head and saying, what was going on here? Why hadn't he got a proper licence? Why didn't he explain things at an earlier date?
I suppose my own view is that the hindsight is wonderful, and that he should have fessed up, if you like, to Micheál Martin in 2016 when it happened, and maybe he would have saved himself a lot of bother. Now, people genuinely are asking the question, apart from those who are very loyal to Fianna Fáil, they're saying, why did he still have a provisional licence at the age of 49? And I think that's something which was probably in Micheál Martin's mind when he made his decision last night. But immediately yesterday, people were asking the question, you know, what happened between 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 8 o'clock? And I think that's something that will take a long time for that anger to abate.
Okay, there we have to leave it. Gerard Keegan and Councillor Declan Harvey, thank you both for joining us. As I say, a sombre mood in Tullamore this morning. Councillor, Deputy Barry Cowan, as he is now, lives in the Clara area, but is closely associated with the town. Fianna Fáil councillors in the area are expected to meet later today, and indeed the Fianna Fáil Cóirle Cánthar representatives later on, and give their own reaction to the dramatic events of the last 24 hours. Back to you in the studio.